I was very, very inspired. As a matter of fact, probably more inspired than I've been for a good many years at one of these meetings. And in the subsequent days, I've seen and heard so many things that lead me to believe that we're on the right path here, and that what was promised at the opening ceremony has been delivered. And it really bodes very, very well for the developing world and for eradicating poverty, or at least reducing poverty as much as we can in the foreseeable future.
Do you have any concrete example of projects that have inspired you?
Well, I don't want to single anyone out because I don't want to omit other projects, but I will say that the projects geared primarily towards reducing poverty, and I've seen some energy, some things in the energy field and water that have been very, very encouraging.
Small island countries are very affected by climate change. Are they represented here?
Yes, I haven't been able to see all of them, but the small island countries do have some projects here, and they're primarily on the energy sector and adaptation, which are very, very crucial for the small island states. And the South-South cooperation on adaptation is very important. Of course, the financing from the developed world is still necessary. So the triangular approach is really crucial here. And now if we can only get the developed countries to step up to the plate as well as the developing countries have, we may be on to something.
What's the situation right now in terms of climate change? Do we already see the effects?
Oh yes, the small island countries definitely see the effects, and low-lying coastal countries as well, because a country like Bangladesh is not a small island country, but it has very, very similar problems in terms of numbers of people affected. Countries like Bangladesh and even China, Brazil, yes, Egypt, those countries have major impact also. I think that Africa in general is amongst some of the most vulnerable parts of the world, and a lot of it has to do with infrastructure as well to address these problems and to address adaptation. From here, I'm going to COP19 in Warsaw, and we will be looking at a lot of these issues. And I strongly feel that we need to give a little bit more attention to water and energy issues. Those, I think, are the best hopes for the developing world and for the small island states in particular.
What's your message for listeners?
Well, my message for listeners would be to get engaged. As was said in the opening ceremony, that governments tend not to do what people want them to do unless people become active and make it worthwhile for governments to listen to them and respond to the needs of people. Every advance that human beings have made in just about anything that you can name has been because the population pushed governments to take steps that the people wanted them to take. I would just add that I'm particularly glad that we're here now, at this point in Kenya's history. It's very important, very, very important, I think, for the world to send a signal that things such as what happened at the mall here in Nairobi will not be tolerated, and that we will stand by our friends in Kenya or wherever else such heinous crimes are committed. We will stand by the victims and never by the perpetrators.